The Federal Emergency Management Agency has released new maps that determine how areas hit hard by Sandy will rebuild. The maps set the standards for how high buildings must be raised on their foundations. WNYC's Janet Babin has been following a block by the beach along the Jersey Shore where most homeowners haven't been able to rebuild in time for summer.
It's not just the work crews lining the block or even the bits of storm debris still scattered along the street. The real way you can tell that Fielder Avenue in Ortley Beach hasn't recovered from Sandy is that it's mostly deserted. No one actually lives on this block yet. When neighbors meet up in the street, it's like a homecoming. Fielder resident George Walters isn't down that often, so he asks his neighbor Barry Ingram to fill him in.
What about Nick?
Nick was here. I talked to him again yesterday. He said, no action on your house again.
That's unbelievable.
Mid-conversation, Walters notices big drilling equipment working up at the beach. It irritates them to see town resources utilized like this for a boardwalk, while their homes still sit in ruins.
What's the heavy equipment down there, Byron?
That's for the pilings. They're drilling, they're boring the pilings. See, they're going to set.
They're leaving this place a disaster, but yet they're worrying about a boardwalk.
You've got to have the boardwalk.
It's unbelievable.
The way they do things.
It is.
Are they complaining about the border? I always ask people, and they say things like that. Well, what did you want us to do? A lot of houses are in disrepair. We can't go in people's houses and fix them. That's up to the individuals.
That's Toms River Township Mayor Tom Kelleher. He says the town made the boardwalk a priority to get tourists to come back and to boost rental property activity. Mayor Kelleher blames the delay on contractors. He says they've taken on more work than they can handle and use City Hall as a scapegoat. Barry Ingram says more money should have been spent to increase staff in the local building department. He says it took him months to receive township permits needed to elevate his home.
I don't know whether they're understaffed or overwhelmed. I don't know what it is.
When are you thinking you'll be back in now?
I'm saying Christmas. Anything before is a bonus to me, so I'm putting that in my head.
According to the state comptroller's website that tracks Sandy fund allocations, Toms River has received $5.5 million in FEMA grants and $11 million in loans. But Mayor Kelleher says that $11 million, it's only been requested. It hasn't come through yet. So far, the township's received just $4 million, and that's been spent on operating costs, things like employee overtime. Gordon McGinnis, with New Jersey Policy Perspective, says the lag time between getting Sandy money allocated and then approved and actually receiving it has been a problem up and down the state.
I think what we're all discovering is that approval of funding by Congress and having the funding arrive are two different things.
The state website that tracks storm spending in each municipality was launched in March, but it's only partially functional. Comptroller's Office spokesman Pete McAleer says part of the reason the spending isn't being tracked is because towns have been slow to report that data back to the state. And with so many municipalities applying for money, there are a lot of grants to manage. New Jersey's notorious for its tiny towns. It's got 565 municipalities. That's more per capita than any other state. Peter Kasabak with New Jersey Future, a state planning nonprofit, says multiple administrations are more expensive than shared services. He says some of the tiniest governments should merge to save money on recovery from future storms.
By being, in essence, a larger place, you spread the risk out more over that place. So there's certainly an interesting idea about why towns might want to consolidate.
New Jersey Future says, according to census data, oceanfront municipalities are among the least populated in the state, making them ripe for mergers with bigger towns. Kasabak says another option would be to only allow rental properties at the shore and eventually remove year-round residents. He says that would limit risk from future storms while keeping New Jersey's tourist industry intact.
There are going to be opportunities to rethink the economy of the shore. It may mean that people are there in a much more temporary basis and that we start to move some of our permanent settlements away.
That option wouldn't fly on Fielder Avenue, where most residents just want the block to go back the way it was, only higher. As for merging towns, Ingram says Toms River is already too big, with a rift now between the mainland and the barrier island communities. He wants Ortley Beach to create its own separate government, especially if that would help him to curb the red tape. After months of trying, Ingram's got his building permits. He's elevating his house, going up 11 feet. A friend calls to check up on the progress.
Yeah, Joe. Joe. They took the shower out. They sawed the deck off. We're waiting for Wolf Brothers to get here.
They're not there yet, huh?
No, they disconnected all the house, you know, from the foundation, all the bolts underneath the house.
Okay, so you're ready to go up then?
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. Yep. So
Ingram may be getting there, but so far his house is the only one on the block seeing much progress. And meanwhile, summer's here, but Fielder Avenue residents are still sweeping up debris and thinking about rebuilding plans. No one's heading to the beach. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.